Good afternoon, go to Rick.
Just ring up to find out about mission testing I was asking and finding out about.
Sorry, mate, I couldn't hear you there.
You there?
Yeah, mate, yep.
I was just ringing up Rook, asking about, I'm basically trying to go through BASS engineering for my car.
Yep.
But they said I needed to get a, like, on the dyno to test for emissions, I think it was.
Yeah, correct, yep.
And that's something you guys do, I'm told, or I've been advised that you guys do it?
Yeah. So the process essentially is we get the customer to email through to sales@gotitrex.com.au with the vehicle details, and then we'll send you a link to a portal to fill out a bunch of different things about the car, because obviously we want to minimise the risk involved, I suppose. You know, we want to get you a result, so... there's certain questions there, like what fuel's the car running, what cams are in the car, blah, blah, blah. And then we can work out the whether we can help out or not, because we want the best chance of it passing, essentially.
But you guys do, so you guys don't do the certification, you guys just do the emissions testing, is it?
It's all emissions testing here, and then we pass on to Jabba Engineering, who does the engineering aspect of it.
You pass on to who, sorry?
Jabber Engineering, J-A-B-E-R. So I'm assuming you don't have an engineer at the moment?
So I I've spoke to one, which was VASS 1089.
Okay. So normally I would say then speak to Jabber Engineering. I'll get your phone number first, because we do the emissions testing and the tuning side of things. Because obviously the VASS wants to have everything independent. You can't have somebody engineering and then emissions testing in the one thing. Let's have a look here. You got a pen and paper there? You got a pen and paper there?
Hang on, I think I'll just put on speakerphone and try to straighten my phone. Yep.
0421.
Yep.
186.
Yep.
375.
Okay, so 0421, 186, 375.
Correct, yep. As Jabba Engineering.
And so that's the engineering place that you generally
correct.
Do.
Yeah, so he's the one that liaises with us.
Yeah, okay. So what you're saying is for the emission test, generally speaking, the engineer works with a specific...
Correct. Yeah, because obviously if we want a result for you, otherwise costs just start to go through. We're not just here to roll the car on the dyno. We want to make sure you go engineering and I think the best chance of passing. So the first port of call, I'd speak to Zane at Jabba Engineering, and then, yeah, we go from there.
Yeah, okay, because this is for an Evo 8, so I think I was recommending it for the all drive aspect of it.
Yeah. So we've done a few of them now. There's a few little pitfalls. I'm assuming the car's modified. Is it on E85 or 98?
E85.
And it was tuned locally.
So I was tuning Camwell by OE Performance.
Yep. Yeah. Nice. Yep.
Yeah,
so
it's got their a 2.3 litre stroker kit. So it's their 600, OE 600 package, which is cams, head work, bigger turbo, manifold, inlet, and exhaust.
Yeah. And catalytic converters in there?
It's got one cat up the front right at the dump.
Yep.
I don't know about it in a second. I'm not 100% sure because I'm actually in the process of buying the car.
Okay.
So I'm trying to gather a little bit of information beforehand to make sure I'm not buying something that I'm going to end up getting defected and then be in the world of hurt.
So... cost-wise, there's a few things that sort of jump out to me there. One cat's not going to pass, and you're going to need multiple cats, so you'll need two. Generally, two high-density cats. From a tune point of view, you're going to need to speak to the tuner there, because there's, from like cams, E85, all that screams that it's not going to pass from an emissions point of view.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's very, very hard to get something like that through. We can do it. It's just you need to work closely with the tuner, and then obviously that comes with a cost. That's all.
Yeah, okay. So then, yeah. Wow, okay. So it's a bit of a headache.
Well, it's purposely, like, it's got to meet the emissions, like EVA 8's Euro 4 emissions. So quite stringent, that's all. So anything modified like that's going to be quite hard to pass, that's all.
So, yeah, okay. So I'd need to speak to the number you gave me, speak to them and see what they would.
Yeah, because there'll be things like the downpipe, the intake, that sort of side of things that also need to be engineered. There's so many different little things, little pitfalls. It's normally about a 10 grand sort of exercise, all said and done.
So 10 grand on the harder side of things? Like, because you're saying it would be relatively hard. Would you say 10 grand would be because it's
that's
hard?
About, that's, no, that's about average. From a time, everyone's, like, the emissions testing is 2 grand. So it adds up pretty quick, and then Zane will have his own consultancy costs. It's about $1,000, and then I'm sure OE performance is probably going to be about $1,000 in tunes, time, and then any mods, so then it might need to be done. So,
all right, so it's about a 6 grand there for the emission test, tune, and his fees would be about 6 grand, and then plus whatever needs to be changed.
Any mods, yeah, mods, CATs, costs, that sort of stuff, so.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's a big ask because obviously that's a highly modified car, and you know, there's no ways to swing the emissions side of things. Like it has to pass, and it's a very, very tough test. But it can be done. It can be done.
Yeah, okay. But you were saying to have to speak to the people that maybe built the engine and see if it's going
absolutely
to be okay.
Yeah, just say, well, like E85, 100% is not going to pass. It needs to go back to 98. And then I'm assuming it's got big injectors. Are they going to be able to pass from a minimum, you know, fueling demand on those? Like if they're 2,000cc injectors, it's not going to happen. The thing's going to run too rich. So.
Yeah, the injectors are 1650.
Yeah, so they can be done. We did a billet block 99 STI here recently with 1700cc injectors on 98. We managed to get that to pass at a sequential and everything, but we tuned it in-house.
Yeah, okay, so that it. So 1650, okay. So then I guess my next phone call I have to make is speaking to...
Speak to Zane. Just make sure... I'll speak to Jabba Engineering first and just say, this is what I've got. He'll ask you to send through a bunch of details on the car and then go from there. But if you haven't purchased the car, then obviously you're still going to have money outlaid just even talking to these guys. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, because well, yeah, that's the thing. I didn't want to buy the car and then find out there's just no way. If I get a defect, then I'm pretty much up shit creek is the idea.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I'm. That's why I'm trying to do a bit of research prior to just going bald on the car, because it's a lot of money spent for a car
absolutely
that have a problem.
Yeah,
but because I spoke to one guy that was 1086. He's like, oh yeah, this should be really easy. Didn't say easy. He said, yeah, it's engineerable. That shouldn't be too bad from what you've said.
Yep.
But then just spoke to
from a mechanical point of view, it'll be reasonably straightforward, like the intake and all that sort of stuff. That's pretty easy. Welding in a cat's easy, but it's the time and the tune side of things. I think it's going to come back to bite you. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, wow, this is a real gamble to buy the car and then find out if you can do it or not.
Yeah. So maybe speak to OE Performance and just say, this is what I'm proposing. Is this something you guys have done before? Have you had a car pass emissions before? They might have a package that they can do, man, from a tune point of view that they've done as well.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, I might do that then. I appreciate your time and information.
No worries, mate, anytime.
Awesome.
Have a good one. See ya.